Hello, and you're listening to the But Why and Other Questions podcast. But the only question you should be asking is, why haven't I listened to this podcast before?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
We're back after a very poorly recorded two episodes that we haven't done for about 6 months.
After a really good run of very little content.
It's all right. We're good content. Now. We're more professional. We're more organised.
And our numbers have expanded. Somewhat.
We have a slightly better microphone.
We've got a house now.
Yeah, wow.
We have
no
a house.
Thanks to you.
We found a Rowan.
Hello.
Wait, my phone not there? Please,
no, the
all your friendly family favourites. Right, so doors is the topic today, ladies and gentlemen. What the ever-loving fuck is a door?
Okay, so we can swear.
I'm assuming so. I just already.
It's alright. I always make sure to put explicit on these podcasts when I upload them.
Yeah, well, oh boy, that's some good advice.
Non-family friendly.
Right, I'm gonna kick things off with Google's definition of a door, which is quite juicy. A hinged, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance to a building, room, or vehicle, or in the framework of a cupboard.
I agree to that, so I have nothing to say.
But a cupboard is a room, shall
we? No, hold on. It says hinged and then sliding.
I think it's
and rotating.
Which then doesn't.
The three kinds of doors.
Are there slashes?
It's commas, yeah. Hinge,
okay. Yeah, you can't have
sliding,
a revolving.
Yeah.
A sliding door with a hinge.
That's
insane.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, I think the issue we were having when we were discussing this before is it's not the hinge, sliding, revolving part. It's what designates whether it's a room.
Is a cupboard a room? Is a fridge a room?
That's the thing.
Is a car a room?
No, but
a cupboard
still has doors.
It said car. It said...
Yeah. Building, room, or vehicle.
Building, room,
or in
or
the
vehicle.
Framework of a cupboard.
What about in Shrek, that cave? Is that a room?
Exactly. Is it?
Because it's just a rock in front of a hole, right?
Right.
Yeah. Like, it forms a kind of room.
And, like, here's my info on this. When I think of a cupboard, I think of a cupboard... as the entire mechanism. I don't think of it as a cupboard door.
No.
I think it's the actual act of it being opened and it being like a thing on the wall. That's it.
Yeah, you open the cupboard, not open the door
to the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that if you were being really pedantic.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Yeah.
I would just say
if
open
I wrote
the
that down,
yeah.
I would sound like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
No one says
like,
that.
Yeah, like a cupboard without the cupboard door.
It's just, that's just an open faced fridge.
Yeah, the door.
But is a fridge a room? Can it be a portable room? If it's deep
no, it doesn't
See,
have
I
to be a room.
Freezering.
I don't think
like,
it has to be a room.
No, it doesn't
have
to be a room.
Yeah, because a cat cage isn't a room. That has a door.
No, neither is
a
car.
Got,
neither is
a
cupboard.
Right?
Yeah, but a cage is a door. Okay, in the Bible, what about that bit Jesus is in? And that's got a door for a...
Yeah, that's just a Shrek example again.
Wait, it is, isn't it?
There's a lot of things as well. You know, like if you have an ottoman and it's got a lid...
Mm.
Like, that's a lid, you wouldn't say it's a door, but if you turn it that way, something...
But it has to be, yeah, it has to be
stored cupboard,
yeah.
You know?
Right, I was just going to... Can you specify what an ottoman is? Because I just think of, like, a Turkish...
One of those... It's one of, yeah, open your ottoman.
An ottoman is like a footstool you keep crapping.
Yeah.
All of those things. Like,
yeah.
Those,
yeah,
those,
yeah,
that's
not,
out,
not the former Turkish Empire.
It's,
no.
Yeah, no,
it's a cube of shit in it. I remember the cube in our flat that imploded because I sat on it.
You were not.
So in our flat we had a cube.
Oh, you had the fluffy crate.
Yeah, and inside the fluffy crate was all our blankets
that's
and our magazines.
That's
not
a crate.
That's
not
a man.
Yeah.
It's
a glorified
crate. That's not a door, that's a lid.
That's
not. Is a lid a door? Is a box not an upward
crate? A lid ain't a door.
No. But even if you turn it sideways, it's still a lid. It has to be like put like, you know, hinged on one side to actually pull the door.
What about
a
jewellery box that has a hinge? Mm-hmm. Is that a door?
Nah, it's still
just
a lid.
What about
shit.
If you turn it side?
That's what I was saying. So
yeah.
It's a
yeah.
lid and then suddenly you turn it. It's still
How?
Not a door even
no.
though it's built like a cupboard with a
so
door.
That's to do with function.
The Google definition doesn't specify dimension.
Yeah.
So a door can be in the floor or it can be on the wall.
Yeah, like a trap door.
Yeah.
Trap door.
A trap
exactly.
door is just a jewellery box in the floor.
Oh, it's changed to something else.
It's like a passageway, right? It allows...
But it's the same principle as a...
Yeah.
Yeah, a trap door is the same principle as, again, a jewellery box lid opening...
Yeah,
upwards.
Yeah,
but
a door.
Yeah.
But it's a door.
So
a
why
door,
is a trapdoor a door, but a jewelry box only got a lid?
A door allows entry to an area that you can go into, whereas a lid to a box just allows you
but
access.
But it's still a door.
Yes.
But why is that box?
You can't get in the box.
No, but your hand can. Why is the
no,
end?
But
I
no,
guess
but,
it's revolving.
No,
so yeah.
I've got it. No, I'll tell you because like, okay, think of a magician, right? A magician has a magician's
but then there's
box
no hinges.
And his bitch gets in the magician's box, right?
Revolving.
Now you'd still call
it's
that a lid, right? on the magician's box, which the person gets into, but it's the entire thing which opens up.
Mm.
Whereas the doorway is just is an entrance into a larger area. So it is a dimensions thing, surely. Like, you know, you... Is this making sense? Like, you know, if it's a, it's one box and one side of it opens up, that's a lid. If it's a huge box and there's just a small passage in there which allows human entrance, that's a door.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Sarah?
Why is it eyelids and not eye doors?
Oh, shit! Do you like it?
Well, you got me there, so
Your eyelids don't allow entry into the eye.
But they allow light and dust entry into the
eye. So a door is something that you can pass through.
Right, okay. But what about if it's a real... So, it's going to sound really sensitive. What about medieval doors for little tiny medieval people? You yourself, because you're 7 foot tall, you personally, Rowan...
I'm not that tall.
You can get into medieval door, but it's still a door, but you can only get your legs in. Has that stopped being a door and become a room or a jewelry box?
Its express purpose is to allow people to go through it. I think
does it have to be people?
Doors. The emphasis
yeah, or
is
hamster
the,
doors.
The emphasis
they
is
have their
through.
Houses.
That's what I think.
But why is
you're
the whole of you
through?
I have a theory that maybe doors are for entry, lids are for sort of protection. So it's
okay.
a jewelry box
yeah.
lid that protects the content.
Yeah.
But you in a sense still enter.
Because otherwise it would just be a tray without. A
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah but you can
the
still
have
a bit of you
content.
Inside of it.
Yeah, but it's not. It, that's
yeah, but
not
the whole of you.
For.
But why is it going to be the whole of you?
No, but it's protecting the stuff. It's not like,
right.
for your purpose.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's for
the
purpose
person,
of protecting.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if it's a giant jewelry box that you can get inside of, like a safety or a cat cage?
If it's on top, it's still a lid.
Yeah. The
okay.
thing...
I've got right. Freezers.
Right.
You got standing freezers with the doors.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got chest freezers with
the yeah.
lid.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
You're right. It's
the
like
freezers.
It's different between step and stair, really, isn't it?
Oh no. No, maybe it's like if you can't, like, you know, walk in, then it's like.
Yeah, you've got walk-in freezers.
Yeah,
big
walk-in cupboards, right?
What I want to get at is the fact that so a fridge that has a lid or something like that, it's not the main purpose of that object, is it? The lid is just there to make things easier to for you get to your refrigerated goods.
Got you.
Okay.
Whereas a door, it's just there,
but it's still
to be a door.
But it's still a fridge door.
Yeah.
On a fridge,
but if it's okay, the lid. Forget the fridge. It's a jewelry box with a lid.
Right.
Okay, it's just it's the purpose of that object is to be a jewelry box. It just happens to have
right.
a lid for access. Whereas a door, its only purpose
okay.
is to be a door.
But I can't fit inside my wardrobe, but it's still got a door.
But you can.
I can't.
You really can.
Say stop arguing with me. Say I couldn't fit into my wardrobe. It'll still be a wardrobe door, not a wardrobe side lid.
Maybe doors are shape. It's a particular, you know.
Well, no, because you can have rectangle, you can have circle, like in The Hobbit.
Okay, you go into a revolving door, right?
Yes.
It's still the same door shape. It's still like that kind of rectangular bit. It's going to be taller and larger in dimensions than the regular human.
Yeah.
It's just it pushes, right?
Okay.
French doors. It's a pane of glass, and it's going to be that kind of size, you know. A lid. It's not that, is it?
Yeah.
True.
Revolving doors are weird, actually, because, like, they're sort of like always opened and always closed at the same time. Like you can't like prop it open fully.
Yeah,
it
kind of
has to be like upwards rectangle to fit a person though.
Yeah, well, I guess that's why they're that shape.
I think
people are generally that shape.
I mean, I'd be very concerned if it was a sideways revolver.
Most people fit
through
their
through it.
That's just a mangle.
That's bad. It's like
that
whole wall thing.
Yeah. Right, what about in Scooby-Doo when the bookcase is a door? Discuss.
Still tall rectangle.
Well, it's still a door because it's allowing you access to another location.
Okay.
And a tall square fitting a person.
Okay, so what about like a window? Can a window be a door?
Oh, windows are the doors
no.
to the window.
But that's not what they were designed
windows
for.
Are the
I think it has to be like on the same level.
Eyes
as
are the windows to the soul, windows are the windows to the door. What the fuck are you talking about? I wish I had a door to a fucking brain because you know what the fuck's going on in there. Jesus Christ.
Dan doesn't even know what's going on in there. How could you understand? For reference there, Lewis just spat his drink out.
So, a door.
Yes.
So, it's typically, you know, human height and proportions and stuff designed to designate the gap between one, like, room for another or, like, be a opening sort of thing for a enclosed space, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, curtains, you know, like, you have hung curtains.
Okay.
So they're not designed to be doors, but they do a lot of the same functions as a door.
Okay. I've got a genuine question. If we say a door's a rectangular hole...
Yeah.
Flap, sorry. Could a doorway... What is a doorway, then? Is that...
What, a doorway without a door in it?
Yeah, like, or if there's a curtain in there, does that curtain then become a door?
Yeah,
or
that's no, because it does the same things, but
yeah.
It's not designed
yeah.
Well, that
to
be
I don't think it,
beads.
Yeah, I
yeah.
think it has to have a hinge. I think it's just got to be able to be open or closed.
Yeah.
Okay, so a curtain covering
then,
a door.
Oh, but it's a doorway, it's not a door. Curtain is not a door, though.
So you think it's a doorway, rather?
Yeah.
But a curtain,
okay,
and
then
yeah,
a doorway
that's
that is
a fair
covered.
Distinction.
But a curtain could stop, say, a fly going through it. Now, that's not a person,
yeah,
I admit.
The wind blows, the curtain opens the door.
No, but hear me out. If a door is to stop or grant a human, per se, access, a curtain could stop something weaker like a fly or a breeze. Does that still function as a door? Not as well.
A fly or a breeze or my ambition.
Is that
get me here, gay thoughts?
But is that still, in a sense, a door, or is it just a flappy piece of fabric?
I think
it's
we need to distinguish between
a door
and a doorway.
With a flappy piece of fabric.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
that's
a door and a doorway have the same purpose, really.
Mm.
But a door is actually the physical object.
I feel like
okay.
I feel like doorway is the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which a door fits into, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So way implies that it's all about the mobility, right?
Yes.
It's,
mm-hmm.
it's
the passage, yeah.
Yeah, passage.
Yeah, I think that's
passage.
Passage and travel is the essence of a door.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
there you go. That's
and separation.
Yeah.
Okay.
That brings us back to the cave opening thing then. Because
okay.
It can be a naturally forming hole that allows you to get in and out of the cave
yes.
that forms the dimension
yeah.
of door and could potentially have a hanging on it. Would what you put in there be a door?
Unless it's
or
got a physical object that hinges or like...
Or hinges, slides, or revolves.
Yeah, see,
basically.
I think a door has to, like I said, I think a door has to be either open or closed.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's just the opening to a cave,
mm-hmm.
then I don't think that's necessarily a door.
What about if you rolled a rock in front of it?
If you rolled a rock in front of it, then yeah, that's a door. Because I think a door...
But it's not hinged or rotation or
anything. Yeah, but I agree
yeah,
with
it's still,
Ron.
It's still preventing...
It.
So
yeah.
one state, it's preventing access. The other state, it's allowing access. I don't think it matters whether or not it's hinged.
So you
that's
could,
true.
In theory, have a naturally occurring doorway and door. Say, if
yeah.
a cave formed with a doorway.
And just
yeah.
happen to have a bit of a tree forming.
Happen to have
it.
A tree or a rock or something.
Yeah.
But as long as you
yeah.
can move it,
yeah.
yeah.
But if it can be naturally occurring, like I said, in... You know, the chances against it are obviously massive.
Mm.
But that means the intention of it being built specifically to be a door and to be a doorway don't necessarily...
Yeah.
play into it.
Yeah,
because
no.
the
cave
thing
behind...
you're saying about it being designed to be a door, if it can naturally happen, then that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it can't just
yeah.
be a cave behind a waterfall. You know, that's not a door. Water.
Is lava a door?
No.
Well,
as
evidenced by The Incredibles, yes it is.
Can you open lava?
You can certainly try. You won't last long.
I mean, as long as you can open things.
You can only try
yes.
it once.
No,
yeah,
you
I guess with the waterfall, if you tried, you could pass through it. I mean, it would be
yeah,
horrible.
But it's not really opening it.
But
it's
like an awful shower.
See, a waterfall
yeah.
is always there.
Mm.
You know, and maybe I'd argue if it was like a sort of an intricate feature where you pressed a button and a thing came up
like
and blocked the waterfall,
Ooh.
Then that's a door.
Okay.
If it's just a waterfall, that's what I think.
Yeah, then it's still doorway.
I think it falls into the same category as a curtain, really.
Yeah,
yeah. it's like
yeah.
a weird curtain, really.
Yeah, I think the main thing for me that makes a door is the fact that it can be either open or closed.
I've just opened the Wikipedia article. I'm not going to read all of it to you because, fuck me, this goes on for a while about defining a door. The first sentence is, a door is a panel made usually of hard, impermeable, and hard-to-break substance.
Okay.
So
okay.
that changes the game, then.
Okay.
Panel.
I agree
right.
with that, because, like, fabric doesn't work, then.
Were we set on the fact that a doorway has to be big enough for a human? Were we
not
on
necessarily, because a dog...
Because I was about to say...
A dog or a
yeah,
dog.
Yeah,
cat flap.
Because
yeah.
hey, looking at the cupboard, are those doors? Or are they lids?
I mean, if you
said,
oh, I accidentally broke... The thing, you'd be like, oh, I accidentally broke
the cupboard door.
Yeah.
But no one could fit inside that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would not call it cupboard flap, you
would
call it the cupboard door.
It's the cupboard
door?
Door, but you wouldn't kind of call it a door on its own, would you?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No, go
right.
on.
Well, no, because it's kind of... The object itself...
your ignorance
yeah.
is...
No, so the panels themselves are doors,
okay.
but the objects that they are a part of in themselves are
not a room.
It's not a door or a room,
okay.
it's just a... So they are doors, but they are cupboard doors.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
They're not
people doors.
No, they're not. Whereas this is, obviously, this door, that's all there is. That's a door.
Rose touching a door.
Yeah, I'm touching this door.
He's touching our front room door. Or is it a door? Let's discuss.
It's quite a nice interior door. How old is this house, do you know?
It was built at least last year. At the very earliest.
I think it's so much
the best. I think the 80s, maybe.
No.
Maybe the 1880s.
No. Really?
Or the 1850s.
Oh, but it's white. How do they get white paint in the 1880s?
Oh my god!
Okay, stop pretending you're dumb.
Yeah.
Can we get back on topic?
Yeah,
please?
Go on.
Yeah. How about, right, I've got Jim Morrison of the Doors. Jim Morrison of the Doors once said, "There are things known and things unknown, and in between, there are doors."
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, Connor is down.
That's a really good quote. I mean, I'm pretty sure he died of a drug overdose.
if you panel the door with door CDs, the door CDs.
It's the door.
Jumping off Jim Morrison's point there, mm-hmm. between it being a barrier between the known and the unknown. If I went up to my fridge and I looked at my fridge door and I did not know what was going to be inside my fridge.
Showed it
like,
in the fridge.
As if this was a portal to
another
dimension.
No,
because in Ghostbusters she opens it and there's Zool.
So doors, obviously he's saying that it passes between the unknown. I think that maybe this is getting a bit philosophical or something.
Yeah. Oh,
of course.
Door, it's the fact that when you are on the other side of a door, you're somewhere else.
Right, okay. No, yes. It's a separate location.
Fuck off.
No, I get it. It's a location, right?
It's a location thing. You open the door to the cupboard.
You are
and
somewhere
you put,
else.
And you put your hand in and take something out. You're not somewhere else.
So you're either inside or outside.
I see.
I've got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, mate, have another drink.
Put it this way. Okay, so you know the old joke?
Yes.
When is a door not a door?
When it's a jar.
When it's a jar. Because it's not a door at that point. If you can physically see into another room, the door's not exactly doing its job.
No.
Right? At that point, you know, there is no barrier between you and the other room. A door is, in part, a barrier.
Mm. Yeah.
Surely.
But it's still a door.
But at that point, it's just in its opposite state, really, isn't it? The open state as such.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's
still a door, it's just in a different
state
of being a door.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's still structurally sound, it still can be open and be closed, but you're not.
It's still performing all its functions.
Cat can come on through when he wants to.
I still think that a door is a way of like designating different locations. So the only fact that something is a room is... So if there weren't doors...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, if there weren't walls, shit.
No, because doors are different to walls, right?
Yeah, doors
but
are just small bits of open door.
If there wasn't a door into this room, if it was just an opening, would you consider it as a different room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. Okay,
yeah,
no, that's a stupid argument.
You
well, no, actually, no, actually, because in all seriousness, in our old flat... The bathroom and the bedroom were the same thing, even though there was no ward or something.
Yeah, that was the same room. But what
I'm
saying is...
So you're still peeing in the bathroom, not peeing in your bedroom.
But in the same room.
But even if there was no wall, I would still be like, oh, I'm in the bathroom now. Even though there's no fucking
walls.
Even
though I was watching you from the bedroom.
There was not a door, though, between those two.
I feel like a door is not a necessity for
no,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a necessity. Neither is a wall.
I just shat on... You could still have a doorway that doesn't have a door in it and be a separate room.
Yeah. But, like, did we divide that, like, you know, concept of one room and another room just because we know that bathroom is supposed to be a separate room from...
Yeah, that's just...
What defines a room? Who invented them?
This is an entirely different podcast.
Introverts invented them.
I think privacy is the key there.
Yeah,
you can have an open-plan house where... It doesn't matter where you do your cooking, it doesn't matter where you do your sitting, because you can move everything around however you want. But, like, to have a private space, it needs to be enclosed. And
it's about choice. You can either have it open or you can have it closed.
Mm. But even if there was, like, an open, like, you know, kitchen and dining room, you would be like, oh, you left your keys in the dining room. Or you left your keys in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Even though if there's no wall,
not
wall whatsoever.
You left your keys in the house, go and find them.
Yeah, you left
you'll
the
be
keys
late
in
what?
The dining
Hurry
and
up.
Kitchen area. No, fuck no.
But I think, like, the idea of if you were to live in a house with no doors or walls or anything like that.
Just a big rectangle.
That'd be fucking horrible.
Yeah, that'd, yeah. That'd be like being
but
in prison.
But you'd
yeah.
still have, like, okay, this is... You might not call it the bathroom, but it'd be like, this is the area where I wash myself and go to the toilet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a room... rooms and doors, I think, they're not linked.
No.
Most of the time they are, but they can be...
Yeah, there's a reason there's you don't have saloon doors on your toilet.
Which one do you?
Which one's the saloon door?
Yeah, you know,
where they swing.
Yeah, in saloons. In fucking westerns.
That's not a door. That's like a skirt.
That's a door.
If that, I'd say, is a flap.
It's a skirt.
Yeah,
for
it's a flap.
It's
yeah.
still a door.
It's
door
in the name.
It doesn't do anything.
It's a saloon door.
Doesn't
you call it a door.
That's what I mean. It's called a door, but it's closer to a flap than a lot.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
A lot of things.
Just the gate. There are doors.
Yeah.
Wait, so when do you call a
gate
or a door?
Oh yeah,
swing doors in restaurant.
What is
a
gate?
Because I was thinking gates are external, but then you've got like baby gates. And
so wait, does it have to have no ceiling for it to be a door?
It's very
It has to have no ceiling.
Have a ceiling above it.
So then, is a gate a door?
I think we should have a look at the definition of the gate and see if
okay.
there's a
difference.
Right. No, that's without the ceiling.
Give me 30 seconds.
Okay, so whilst we're waiting, perhaps another quote from Jim Morrison of the Doors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
like a dog without a bone and actor out on loan rises on the stool. What do we think of that?
Ooh, okay.
This
listen
is...
to Rowan Deers.
he's Connor.
No, Rowan Connor.
Wow.
You're both blondish.
No.
You're trying to say that all white people look the
God.
Same.
Yes! I look at the mirror and I see Rowan.
We are all Rowan. Rowan is all is Rowan.
Oh, hold up. Was that a knock at the door?
Oh, that's Alex.
Oh, there's Josh as well.
Josh, what's the door?
There was a hand.
Guys,
I
what?
Just saw the hand.
Guys, what are doors? Quickly, we're on air.
Well, they should know. They just walked through it. Three doors.
We were going to start with the definition of a gate, which I've just pulled up, which confuses things ridiculously. A gate is a hinged barrier used to close an opening in a wall, fence, or hedge.
Okay.
Therefore, according to the definitions from Google on both gate
they're
and
both,
door, a door can be both a gate and a door.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, fuck.
No, I think they're gates and doors are functionally the same. We've just given them convenient names to designate between.
Yeah, like I said, Senna is a joke earlier. The difference between door and gate is the difference between step and stair. Step
no.
is just outside, stairs inside.
So, all gates are doors, but not all doors are gates.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
no.
Because I think a gate...
I disagree.
Go on, Alex.
No, I think a gate and a door is an entirely separate thing. I think
oh,
that a gate
no,
has
no,
gaps
no.
in. It's made of wood
what?
Or metal.
No, not necessarily.
And has gaps in between.
What about
a
mesh
door?
Door?
Solid.
You can have a piece of sheet metal.
What about
a
prison
fence?
Door? A prison door's full of gaps.
Well, a fence is, like, half, then. It's
you
like
can
half
have a,
the size.
What about a stable door? They're two halves. Wrong. Next.
Two halves make a hole.
Still a door.
So if I
that's a door. Well, half a door is.
Okay. So if you open the top half of a stable door, does it become a stable gate?
No, because it still has the top bit.
Oh.
Question. I don't need to interrupt everyone except Diane. Has someone left a cup of tea in there?
Oh, that was I had that this morning before work. That is a good 18 hours old tea.
I
oh, wow.
Have we discussed the inside outside thing? Because a door surely. Is inside. The gate
but
is
then
outside.
This is inside, and also that's inside. So it can't be just door
but
for
front,
inside
the
and
front
outside.
The front door to this house is kind of both.
Yeah, but you don't
yeah.
have a gate.
But it's
that
not
goes
a gate.
Inside to outside. Gates
no.
are outside to outside.
Prison gates. We've already had that. So prison gates are inside.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just think
yeah. Everything
I, okay.
is wrong. We're all wrong.
Can I say it again? The same as a step and a stair.
I think doors are a societal problem at this.
This is this is what I was saying.
Is that
door? No,
a
step
door?
Is one step.
The door.
No,
or two steps.
No, a step is out. A step is just a stair outside. A gate is the door outside.
No.
Yeah.
Right. So
I hate this language. Your language is stupid. What's wrong
okay,
with your
so,
language?
No, but no, but we have a gate on our fence.
No,
yes.
But.
Yeah, but you don't have a door in your fence.
You can't chime in with a haven't you ever heard of
we're
using the goddamn gate.
We are.
See, the gate thing has really spanned me out because it does all the same things as a door,
mm.
but we call certain doors a gate. What I think is that if I say gate, like it or not, the image that first pops into all of your heads is different than if I say door.
Okay.
If you say door, the first thing that pops into your head is different than if you say gate. What do you think, Dan?
I got something else to throw into the spanner. Spanner throwing the work. What about a lock on a river? That's just a river gate.
Yeah,
well,
that is a river gate.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
no,
that's,
no.
That's a water gate.
Okay, let's ignore what Dad said. So
you're
basically,
not...
a gate has to have no ceiling. That's my opinion.
So
it has to have no like connection to the top.
Okay.
And then the door is anything that's like squared in.
The door, like from the DeLorean and Back to the Future, because that goes up.
That's a gold door.
Yeah. See, that has to mention to roof.
That should be a car gate.
That should be a car gate.
That's not a car gate. What about Stargate?
Star door. Yeah, we can all agree.
It is a door, isn't it? No, it's gate. Why is it gate though?
Regardless of anything, star door sounds a hell of a lot worse.
So my point was going to be that I still think functionally and essentially gates and doors are the same, because if I pointed at the door in this room and I called it a gate, you guys would all think I'm a weirdo, but you still know what I mean.
No.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's the great flag.
Well, I mean, Wheel was friends call things wrong purposely. So
yes.
I would just think he's being idiots.
But, calling gate a door.
So in warehouses where they have those like transparent flaps, are those doors?
No, they're not. They're just flaps.
They're flaps.
They're literally flaps. It's a doorway or a gateway, but it's just flaps.
No, it doesn't have a hinge. But so there are transparent like plastic flaps that like go like over like
warehouse.
It separates it keeps dust out and keeps like one area and separates
and
one area from another.
Yeah, my primary school at some point they put in the flappy bits in the toilets.
We have
that was bad.
Yeah.
And they took them off.
I've got a valid point. Right. What if you what if you remove the store and installed what would be stereotypically an outside gate? What would it become then?
An interior design disaster.
But legit, if I replace that door with a gate tomorrow, what would you go, Dan, what the fuck have you done?
I'd say, Dan, you're stupid.
I'm really cross by how funny that was.
Can it please be a kissing gate, so every time I come through I have to give you a little...
Aww. There's one thing we haven't talked about that was in the original definition. Car door.
Is a car a portable room?
Yes.
I guess you could live in your car.
But then, if you take your window down, is that a gate? Because it kind of lets you through, but not really. But you can jump through the window.
But the purpose of a window is different from the purpose of a gate. The gate is to pass through. A window is to look.
Okay, so is a French door a massive window?
Yeah, but the window is open.
Yes, it's a window and a door.
Yeah,
it's both.
No, it's a door. It's just a door.
It's a window.
It's slightly a window.
Window.
That's what I'm going to call my fantasy land.
I'm going to pull on from off of your suggestion of cars being small rooms to go on a little tangent to tell a little story. I was once walking up a hill and I was very warm, very, very hot, very sweaty, and I thought, you know what, why can't I build like an air-conditioned like suit so I can be really nice and cool but still walk around and move and stuff. But even better, why don't I build a massive air-conditioned room on wheels? I just invented a car in my head.
You know,
right, anyway, go back to
they've got air-conditioned suits in Japan.
What?
Alright, okay.
Another example of how they're
wearing. But it doesn't have a door!
Oh, does it?
So it's not not a door!
Yeah, has a tent got a door or is it just a coat?
Oh.
Oh no!
Oh, that's good.
That's gonna break my brain.
Or a hooch, my man.
Okay, yeah. Right, I don't think I've ever called the entrance to a tent a door. I've always called it a tent flap.
Okay.
I never called anything a flap.
He did. So that's just a little camping tent, like a small one. You know, you can get those big tents, small compartments,
or
different rooms even. Yeah. That would be door height, door size, and, you know, lockable.
Yeah. But the thing is, a tent door or flap is still a... It's part of it, whereas with a door, you build the house and then install the door later.
But in my language, we still call a door a tent door. We say tent door, it's still door.
I'd say it's a tent door.
Yeah, functionally, in all honesty, it's like the gate thing. It's exactly the same.
No.
It's like a
jewelry box.
It's not the lid. You don't go through a lid in a tent.
You can't be small enough.
No, so you go. You go through the tent door and you're in the tent.
No, it's a flap. I'm.
No, it's a door.
No, it's a flap.
It's a door.
If you were an alien from outer space, you had no concept of our society. Someone showed you a door and then they showed you a tent flap. They would look nothing alike. One's like floppy.
Yeah, but it's an entrance. And you can't open it. But if you unzip it and then you can open it.
Yeah, but you can't.
It's the best door that room of fabric can get.
One shuts with like a latch and a handle.
I understand. I understand what you're saying, but it's still a door to a room made of fabric.
So
I think a tent flat, whatever, is a door.
Yeah, I agree.
It's exactly the same thing. It just happens to have been designed to be attached to the tent because it was.
Yeah, it's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and since the whole room is fabric, it makes sense that the door is fabric too.
Yeah, you would put a wooden one.
Yeah, no, you know what? A wooden door makes sense.
But if you did, it would still do exactly the same thing.
Personally, I prefer to call a tent flap a tentrance.
Hey, this guy gets it. Finally, if it has a pun, then it's
there you go.
Yeah, they do dogging in tents now, don't they?
Now,
is it fucking intense? You mean?
Okay, here's one. What about the doors to our imagination?
Get out! Get out of my house!
Get the least gay one here, and you're gay.
So Lewis, can you ask Siri what the difference between a door and a gate is?
She's gonna just
Google
it.
Hey Siri, what's the difference between a door and a gate?
Tension's palpable.
Here is what I found.
Oh, it's always here's what I found.
Rick, it's comparing two movies.
Not two movies. Is it Sliding Doors?
Darwaza, which is a Tulsi film, which translates to door, and
there are
the
door
gate.
Films.
It's a whole new category.
the reason we got the idea for this podcast was we asked ourselves, are there any films that don't have doors in them?
Yeah, remember, I was adamant the Valley of Guanji, and in the trailer there's cowboys and doors.
Yeah.
Are they saloon doors though?
That's still going, by the way, if anyone can think of any.
Yeah.
Outside of a documentary, obviously, that is not a...
Yeah, fuck
even
that. March of the Penguins... A feature film that doesn't have a door. Tweet us at hashtag door. We'll find it.
if you're gonna give us suggestions for films that don't have doors, you should do hashtag zero door cinema club.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Hashtag zero door cinema club. That was. Oh, I remember that.
We've gotten far enough off topic that I think we can wind this down.
Okay.
I'm gonna end this. With a quote from the Wikipedia article from The Doors. The name, The Doors got its name from the title of Aldous Huxley's book, The Doors of Perception, which itself was a reference to a quote made by William Blake. If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is, infinite.
Right, so don't let your doors be dreams. Please stop recording.